This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Gather round. Today is the story of the mystery of the Christmas cactus. For years, I was so impressed as my Christmas cactus that I got from my mom, who got it from someone else, started blooming weeks before anyone else's. I got a little haughty about that. Well, one day, glancing at my cactus lobes, I discovered the lobed truth. It was not a Christmas cactus, but a Thanksgiving cactus. The pointy lobes were a dead giveaway, had I bothered to ever really pay attention. Why I did at that moment, I really don't remember anymore. The lobes of a Christmas cactus are rounded. Another way to tell is by looking at their anthers. I'll have that info on gardenbite.com. And of course, the Thanksgiving cactus flowers anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks earlier than the Christmas cactus. If you're planning on buying a holiday cactus for yourself or as a gift, I have a few tips to keep them in tip-top shape. Despite the name, these guys are not quite as drought tolerant as desert cacti. Because it's a succulent, the leaves can hold a lot of water. So fill her up till water drains out the bottom of its pot, empty the saucer, and then don't water again until the top half of the pot becomes dry. Then repeat. For both Thanksgiving and Christmas cacti, day lengths between 8 and 11 hours are considered best to start them flowering. While they're flowering, feed them a weak all-purpose fertilizer every 2 to 3 weeks. They also like it cool, so don't worry about setting these guys in a drafty area. Mine sat on a ledge opposite the door in indirect light of a west window. An east window works well too. Once they've finished flowering, you can let them dry out for several weeks, then repeat the watering schedule of letting the top half of the plant dry. Check out your local nursery for a great selection. And of course, check out gardenbite.com and my Garden Bite Facebook page. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.